Welcome to the 8th episode of The Black Door. My name is Harleen Walker, but you may call me Harley for short.
And my name is Clint Johnson. In this technological age, hacking has become a common plague, affecting everyone from major corporations to your grandmother. They're everywhere, allegedly watching everything we do. However, not all hackers are bad guys. Some are good, and some are somewhere in between. The kind of hacker a person is often referred to is by hats. Black hats refer to hackers with a malicious intent. White hat hackers often hack as a profession, within the realm of the law. Each of these groups has an in-depth understanding of cybersecurity and vulnerabilities. Black hat hackers are probably among the most notorious in the hacking community. It's the first thing that comes to mind when people think of hackers. They're usually involved in hacking for personal or financial gain. While there are many interesting people who have taken this hat, Kevin Mitnick is the subject today. By age 12, Mitnick was using social engineering to access information from gaming the Los Angeles bus system. When he was 16 in 1979, he broke into the Digital Equipment Corporation's network and copied the software. It wasn't until 1988 that he was convicted for this crime. He was sentenced to 12 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. However, near the end of his supervised release, Mitnick hacked into Pacific Bell voicemail computers and wound up with a warrant for his arrest. He then fled and remained a fugitive for 2.5 years. During that time, he allegedly gained access to dozens of computer networks, copied valuable proprietary software, stole computer passwords, altered computer networks, and read private emails. In 1995, he was caught and charged with 14 counts of wire fraud, 8 counts of possession of unauthorized access devices, interception of wire or electronic communications, unauthorized access to a federal computer, and causing damage to a computer. In a plea deal, he pled guilty to 4 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of computer fraud, 1 count of illegal intercepting or wire communication. He was sentenced to 46 months in prison, plus 22 months for violating the terms of his previous supervised release. He spent 5 years in prison with 8 months of solitary confinement. Thankfully, he's now a rehabilitated man with plenty to offer to the outside world.
On the other hand, white hat hackers carry out hacking professionally. Commonly known as ethical hackers, these people are often contractors or employees who are hired to find security holes in companies. In fact, Kevin Mitnick has transitioned into consultant since his release. Others seek to help the public, not the private sectors. For example, the Steves of Apple, Wozniak, and Jobs once worked as white hats. They built blue boxes in college. These devices could be used to allow users to make free, long-distance calls. But to keep this discussion on a more interesting individual, we'll move on to Jeff Moss. Moss has done many things in his 45 years, but I suppose it is best to start with 1993. That was the year he created the first DEF CON convention as a party of sorts for members of a hacking network in Canada. In 1997, he started the Black Hat Briefings, a computer security conference that brings together those interested in information security. He later sold it to CMP Media for almost $14 million. While this alone is impressive, Moss was also sworn into the Homeland Security Advisory Council in 2009. 2 years later, he was appointed the Chief Security Officer of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. However, he did step down from this role at the end of 2013. But that same year, he was appointed as a non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. In 2017, Moss was named a commissioner at the Global Commission on the Stability of Cyberspace. But perhaps his most famous achievement was his role in the creation of the DEF CON Voting Machine Village in 2017. During DEF CON 25, hackers were allowed to test the security of electronic voting machines. Among those were several models that the US still actively used in elections. Every machine was compromised during the conference, and some only lasted mere hours after the village's opening. This village was used to produce the report DEF CON 25 Voting Machine Hacking Village, report on cyber vulnerabilities in US election equipment, databases, and infrastructure. The PDF of which is available on DEF CON's website. This sparked a national conversation on how trustworthy election machines are, and led to the current cybersecurity plan. But after all of this, he has finally settled down somewhat and currently works as a security consultant.
Lastly, there are those who live between the black and white, the gray hats. They are willing to break laws and conventional ethics to hack, but often do not have the same malicious intent as black hat hackers. This term is used to describe anyone who operates between these lines, but no one could ever come to a conclusion if they are truly bad or good, hence the term, gray hat. In an odd twist, the anti-sec community use the term to refer to people who work in the security industry by day, but engaged by black hat activities by night. But that is not largely the case. A perfect example of this idea is the TV show Mr. Robot, which follows the story of Ellie Anderson, a young programmer who works as a cybersecurity engineer by day and as a hacker by night. The show is wonderfully written, and I would highly recommend watching it. However, to get back on topic, in 2008, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, defined it as ethical security researchers who inadvertently, arguably, violate the law in an effort to research and improve security. One interesting example of this is Kelly Shrita, who hacked Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page to force the company to pay attention to a peculiar bug he found. This bug allowed him to post on any user's page without their consent. After repeatedly being told that this issue is not a bug, Shrita took matters into his own hands and prevented this vulnerability from being a powerful scammer's tool. It has since been corrected.
As always, I'm Harleen Walker.
And I'm Clint Johnson, signing off.
Stay safe and join us next week for a further dive into the world of hacking.